Welcome to Season 2 of Faith in the Cracks. I'm Pastor Karen Wright. We all have cracks in our lives. It's part of being human. God can enter into those cracks and help us grow and transform. And the light of Christ can shine out through those same cracks into the world around us. Just like a plant that grows in the crack in the pavement, God can work within us and new life can sprout. Episode 16, The Lord is My Shepherd. For people of a certain age, the 23rd Psalm was memorized growing up in Sunday school. Many of us learned the King James Version, and it is something that has been of comfort to many people. It is often used at funerals, and I know I have sat at the bedside of many older folks and have recited this with them. It is a psalm of comfort. And so the New Revised Standard translates this way: The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Now, like I said, this has been a psalm that's used oftentimes in funerals or with people who are dying. But I don't think we understand it as much in our context. So in the wider world where there are shepherds, I live in the metro Kansas City area, and there's not really shepherds right here. And shepherds are typically lower on the totem pole of the societal structure. This was a job in the time of when it was written that children and women were the shepherds. So for the psalmist to say, the Lord is my shepherd, and then in the Gospel of John in chapter 10, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And so to be the shepherd was to be on the low end of the societal pecking order. And so that would have been, if you think about it, the Lord saying, I am, the Lord is my sanitation worker, the Lord is my preschool teacher, the Lord is my fast food worker. And you can think of any of those jobs that people often consider to be lower on the totem pole. But as we found out in the pandemic, oftentimes those are the essential jobs. Just like sheep were important to the economy, and therefore shepherds caring for the sheep and tending to the sheep was an important job. Now, we also miss some things in the Hebrew. And so, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that is not about wanting this, that, or the other. It is about knowing that God provides. And God not only provides, but provides green pastures. So think of lush, verdant, vibrant places, and makes me to lie down. This is about rest and not just taking like a break when you're out hiking. This is a place of safety and a place of abundance and a place where you can just truly be. And as you keep going into the psalm and about restoring my soul, the word soul in Hebrew is nefesh, and it's the essence of what makes you who you are. So this is about being restored. If you've ever been in those spots where you've been bone tired and just completely and totally exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally, this is that restoration, being brought back to who you've been created to be. And as it talks about being led in paths of righteousness, this was one of my favorites in seminary. We translated it as the ruts of righteousness. And if you think about sheep, and I had to go learn this, the sheep in the hillsides around Jerusalem and in the ancient Near East, they would have gone around in circles, and it would have taken a path. And I discovered in my reading that sheep have scent glands in the pads of their feet, and so they leave their scent as they walk their trail. They are marking their trail effectively. And so the sheep, as they walk on the same path over and over because they can smell it, because their shepherd has guided them in this path. It has compacted the soil. It has made it a rut in the road. And I know we tend to think of ruts as you don't want to get into a rut. But for this, it's a rut. It's a comfortable place. It's a place that's known and familiar. And so this rut of righteousness is this path that we know we are on the correct path. And then as we keep going into this psalm about walking through the valley of the shadow of death, if you've ever watched The Lord of the Rings, The Dimmelt Road, this is like a gorge. This is a deep, dark place, and there's only one way in, and the only other way you can go is forward. You either go back the way you came, or you have to continue on. And the tools of the shepherd, the rod and the staff, it's about protection and comfort and guidance. And so those are all images of God who is walking with and walking alongside and protecting. And then we get to the image of the table that's prepared in front of those who would hold us down or hold us back. And it's that sharing of God's abundance, even in the midst of those who would hold us back and hold us down. And then the last verse, the surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of our lives. That word follow is mistranslated in English, because follow to me, it's like playing follow the leader. It's a passive role. But the verb that's actually used in the Hebrew is about pursuit and chasing. So like God chases us down. Surely goodness and mercy shall chase me all the days of my life. That mercy and kindness, the mercy is actually hesed. It's a steadfast, loving kindness. And it's a bigger term than just mercy encompasses, and it's active. So God wants to come and be with us and chases us, pursues us. And so as I had gone through the Hebrew, I came up with my own translation of Psalm 23 that I want to offer. The Lord is my shepherd. God cares for all of my needs. God lets me come to rest in places vibrant with new growth and leads me to calm waters. The Lord returns me to wholeness and guides me in the well-traveled, well-worn ruts of the faithful because of who God is. In the darkest times and places of life when I must continue on, you go with me. You guide and protect me while still urging me onward. When surrounded by those who would hold me down or hold me back, you prepare a feast for me in their presence. You anoint me and invite me to share in your abundance. Your abundance and loving kindness will chase after me all of my life, and I will remain in your presence for all of my days. So I invite you to ponder Psalm 23 and ponder what translating it closer to the Hebrew, and you can go find the Gen X translator online because I really liked the way it translated as well, because it sounds different. And when you think about God pursuing you, God chasing you, that you are cared for and loved and you are God's beloved. And so until next time, may you know you are a beloved child of God. Thanks for listening. New podcasts are released every Monday. If you like the show, share it with a friend or scroll to the bottom of the episode description and support the show for the cost of a cup of coffee once a month. You can also check out my webpage at faithinthecracks.com. As you go through your week, remember, you are a child of God and you are loved. May God seep into the cracks and bring forth new life.